You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Ganesh Shankar, CEO and co-founder of RFPIO, a SaaS application that helps businesses streamline the RFP response process. Ganesh, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Happy to be here, Rick.
You're most welcome. So Ganesh, you're a first-time entrepreneur. What made you decide to start your own company?
Yeah, that's a great question. In fact, I was always having passionate about my own business for quite some time now. Before I started this, I was a senior product manager working for a software company where I was responding to a lot of RFPs as a subject matter expert. Where I was doing a lot of duplicate and redundant work, which prompted me to look for solution for my previous organization. That's when I realized, there is no good tool, and my passionate and a great use case came in at the same time. So I thought that'd be great timing for me to jump on it. So that's a brief background about why I chose RFPIO.
Now, building a SaaS application is quite an undertaking. How did you decide which features you wanted to include?
Because of our own experience of handling RFPs, close to a decade, in fact, my core team and I know what a user would expect out of a solution like this. However, what we didn't do is, although we had a solid experience in managing RFPs, we didn't take things for granted. We didn't assume anything. The first thing we did was doing a prototype and validated that with our prospective customers, and we didn't make any assumptions. The validation with the customer prospect gave us a pretty good idea of what things need to be included in what we call it as minimum viable product. So first we launched our minimum viable product that had not the bells and whistles that we have today. It served the purpose when we started.
Mr. Shankar, how do you think automation technology is changing the sales support process today?
Now, automation is enabling sales team to focus more on selling and less on manual administrative tasks, especially if you take salespeople that or sales support teams that we provide solution to are very valuable and expensive resources for any organization, for that matter. So having these technologies would help those resources to focus on their job description rather than focusing on documentation and formatting stuff for RFPs. So especially automation would help them enable to do their job in a very focused way than spending their time on manual tasks.
Today we are speaking with Mr. Ganesh Shankar, CEO and co-founder of RFPIO, a SaaS application that helps businesses streamline the RFP response process here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Shankar, with all the technology competing for our attention in today's world, how can you make your product stand out? I'm sure the listeners can gain something from your response to that question.
Yeah, like you said, Eric, there are a lot of technologies and solutions out there. One of the key factor we think is going to make the application stand out is the user adoption. For any tool, SaaS tools, SaaS stands for software as a service tool, especially when you don't invest on your hardware and servers. that we take care of, you know, the companies offering SaaS solution would take care of such a burden. So for that sort of kind of a solution, we strongly believe adoption is key. You know, the application needs to be very simple. User friendliness is perhaps an overused term, you know, as you know, probably you've been interviewing a lot of people like this, and, you know, everybody feels the application needs to be intuitive, user friendliness. But you know, it is an overused term, but the product needs to be that way. You know, that is no rocket science here or a magic button. The product needs to be user-friendly, intuitive. Our primary, you know, in fact, today what we sell is to the audience who are using, you know, Microsoft Word and Excel and email. You know, if we are trying to convert them to a tool like what we're offering, it got to be easier than how you work with Word and Excel. And that's what makes us different from the marketplace today. So our customers are so happy so far. You know, it also makes it easy. It also saves them so much of time in responding to RFPs.
Also, where do you see RFPIO within the next year or so?
You know, RFPIO plans to expand our brand's presence globally. We already have a few customers across the globe. Also, we continue, you know, promoting team culture to recruit and retain top talent. You know, we already have an office in India, so we want to, you know, have that kind of diversified team that you know would work you know sustain for all our customers. And it is also benefiting for my team in the States to collaborate you know internationally. So we see a great potential for the company. So we have pretty big numbers to achieve that. I think we are on target for it.
Mr. Shankar, we certainly do appreciate your time in getting us up to speed as to the offerings of RFPIO. And for the listeners here today, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip today?
Yeah, sure, Eric. You know, especially when we talk about RFPs, we are exclusively focusing on RFP responders, people who respond to RFPs. So, you know, we have a very strong product. You know, for fellow entrepreneurs, what I feel is, you know, we have to start with a strong product and a clear message. And especially we have to make use of the network and community that, you know, could help in, you know, prospecting, funding, and mentoring. You know, I'm fortunate to be on this thriving community in Portland, Oregon. So I feel I'm fortunate to have quite a bit of people who are helping me on this effort to become an entrepreneur and take this product to great heights.
Certainly appreciate that. And if you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about RFPIO and how they could be in touch as well.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Our website is www.rfpio.com. So there is an option when they go on the homepage, there is a schedule a demo or contact us form. Just fill us, and we will reach back in a matter of minutes, and we can schedule a demo if somebody or someone wanting to try the application or look at the application for a demo. We are more than happy to set it up.
You certainly can't beat that, and sounds like a plan. Well, Mr. Shankar, once again, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thanks for having me, Eric. Nice talking to you. Have a good day.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Ganesh Shankar, CEO and co-founder of RFPIO, a SaaS application that helps businesses streamline the RFP response process. And for more information, simply visit rfpio.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.